There are other ways to remember the human cost of war. Next week marks the 42nd anniversary of the Six-Day War. That's when Israel defeated the armies of Egypt, Jordan, and Syria and took control of the lands in the Sinai, the Golan Heights, the Gaza Strip, and the West Bank. The Six-Day War claimed more than 10,000 lives. But as the world's Marco Werman explains, it left behind some unexpected things, musical instruments.
Stomp, the musical, amazed theatergoers with the notion that you can hit pretty much anything, and if you're rhythmic, get a cool sound out of it. The Bedouin Jerry Can Band does that, but informed by their ancient musical tradition and recent history. The band's musical tradition is found in one of the Bedouin centers of Egypt, the Sinai Desert. There you'll find the ancient Bedouin five-stringed lyre known as a simsimiya. The Bedouin Jerrycan Band arranges it over percussion instruments found in the debris of history, an Israeli ammunition box, and most notably, an Israeli jerrycan.
We use jerrycan, which we found it in the desert after the war of 1967, and we managed to make it the main percussion.
That's Mohammed Mustafa, dancer and one of the vocalists with the Bedouin Jerrycan Band.
We use another instrument, like an ammunition box. And we found it in the desert.
So let's talk about the jerry can. This is the jerry can in question. This came from the 1967 war.
Yeah, we found it in the desert. Yeah.
And this was an Israeli jerry can used for fuel and or gasoline.
Yes, but it's empty. Don't worry. And you can notice that there is some good sounds come from the jerry can.
Let's hear a kind of rhythm that you might play on this. Doesn't really need much amplification, does it?
Yeah. You like it?
Yeah, very much.
Different sounds come from the middle and the bottom. And with another percussion, there is a good harmony between jerrycan and ammunition box. And our Bedouin can play in plates and clay jug.
Plates, clay jugs, even spoons. Bedouins have come to play percussion on anything they find that sounds good. But using army cast-offs to do that makes a statement that is fundamental to the band's philosophy, says Mohammed Mustafa.
The symbol of peace inside us. And we will turn everything not good to be good. And of course, music, it's talk with your soul. And of course, when we present our concert inside the audience, they admired our music. They admired that we turn this jerrycan and animation box to percussion.
The Bedouin Jerrycan Band CD is called Coffee Time. For the world, I'm Marco Werman.
And that's our program for this Memorial Day. We're back tomorrow on the radio, and you can find us off-air at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Have a good holiday.